Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello.
Hi.
How you feeling?
Crackly chest.
No.
When I cough, it...
Doesn't taste nice.
Do you want some?
Does it taste like...
Infection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not nice.
Not nice. How are you?
Yeah, good, yeah. Bit tired, but
yeah. Big day yesterday.
Yeah,
traveling loads.
Traveling.
John's not here, by the way. Traveling loads.
Oh yeah, John isn't here. Where is John? Late. Two big frisbees. yeah, Bradford, Suffolk to Bradford, 4 hours each way.
Was that for the YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Do you want to promote it?
No. They'll find it. Oh, it's just a FIFA. We do a FIFA career mode with Bradford.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did one with Bradford.
No way.
Yeah.
Great little club. Big club, actually.
Oh, I was going to bore you with what I do.
No, please. Up. I want
no.
To. No. No, please.
I've created a family called the Tucker Smiths from Kent.
Okay.
And there's about 45 children.
Busy.
And each one of them is relatively good at managing football. Oh, I'm so bored.
sounds like a lovely little project.
And basically, I try and get out of League Two with each of the brothers.
Ah, who was Bradford's brother?
I can't remember. Can't remember. It was recent, though. Oh! Did Bradford have the little... who's their central attacking midfielder who's half-decent? Has he got a little tash?
A little tash? Central attacking... We sold most of them.
Who have you got?
We've still got Andy Cook up top.
No, I left him on the bench.
He's...
No disrespect to the real Cooko.
Well, I met him. Good guy.
Wow. What's he like in real life?
Well, the thing is, we really... It is strange. We take it too seriously. So I was really starstruck meeting them. Because like, they've provided me so much joy these last few months. And they, I think they just thought I was a weirdo.
Yeah.
Which is, that is fair enough.
Is it Luke Armstrong?
Oh, yeah.
Is he playing for Harrogate? Carlisle boy. He was on the pitch. I was just like, I've been looking at you for 3 years as a little computer man.
Yeah. I had to Google what they look like in real life. Because I was picturing a sort of AI graphics thing coming and shaking my hand.
Do you know what? I'm imagining loads of 48 plus year old men going, just talk about the fucking football.
We're broadened. This is for the young fans.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you met Alan Stubbs?
I did, yes. I met Alan Stubbs. Lovely man.
Yeah.
He was chatting to me for ages and then he left me with this. He leaned in my ear and he went, I'll tell you who I am now. after about 10 minutes. I went, go on. He went, Alan Stubbs, turned around, walked off.
I must have been joking.
Nope, mic drop. Alan Stubbs, see you later.
I'm not having that. No one acts like that.
I swear, he was chatting to me for 10, 15, lovely bloke. I'll tell you who I am. Patting me, hey, I'll tell you who I am now. Who are you?
Yeah.
Alan Stubbs, turned around, didn't look back.
Kept walking, you Googled.
Yes.
You immediately Googled.
I actually Googled Alan Tubbs, because I thought he said Alan Tubbs for a while.
Oh, what came up then?
You don't want to know.
I do, that's why I'm Googling it. Scientist, Emerging Technologies, North Carolina.
I thought, that's not you, is it? That's not who I've just chatted to.
Listen, all this Alan Stubbs talk, there's a massive elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Where's John Beer?
Is he actually in now?
Oh, here he is.
Is he here now?
Hey!
Right, why are you guys talking crap? I've only just joined.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, bro?
I'm good.
Is your watch working?
Right, why? I just driven back, like, about 20 minutes.
I thought you were driving back last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, part of the way.
Oh.
Ooh, little cheeky stopover.
Indeed, at Tom's house. And now I've literally just got back. I walked through the door at 5:01, so I set up all my equipment in 7 minutes.
Keep going.
I thought about you last night, John. Well, when I was during the match, I was watching the match going, God, John's must be sitting there going, I've got to drive back to Manchester.
No, I wasn't thinking about my drive back. I was thinking solely about the 3 points.
Living in the moment. Can I just say, John called me and he was really positive.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, like, a different person. Can I say what you said, John, please?
Yeah, of course. I didn't say anything, I don't think.
Exeter will finish minimum mid-table.
If we play like that, we're not going down. We aren't going to go down.
That's not what you said.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, you were twisting my words. I say we can finish mid-table. I didn't say comfortably.
You said you wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, the division is crap. It's so shit.
How smug are we going to be?
Yeah.
And do you know what? I'm not allowing the boo boys to go, hey, hold my hands up, they're playing well now, fair dues to Gary, let's crack on. No, I'm not having that. Because if it was them in charge, Gary would have been sacked a month ago.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to be careful what I say here in case we lose the next four.
enjoy this. Let's get them in the middle of the pitch and have them be booed for 90 minutes. See how they like it. Your judgment's poor.
The reason why I was worried post-Reading was because I thought we'd come out of that blip, the horrible sort of whatever it was, 16 games, whatever. And I thought we were going to go right back into it. But what a response. Should have won at Reading. But if you take the last 5 games in isolation, I know that's so easy to do and you can just take, you could obviously take the previous 16, but just take the last 5, Wickham, didn't comfortably win, but we should have won more comfortably than we did. Portsmouth could have won, maybe should have won, with a better side against top of the league. Reading should have got at least a point, if not won the game.
Stevenage with 10 men, John.
Although even in that, we still showed signs of being a bit like, ugh. We were lucky, I think, at Stevenage more than good.
So great character.
Good character, very good character. And then obviously...
I couldn't take my eyes off you yesterday, John.
Off me?
You could see him.
I kept looking over the pitch at you.
What was I wearing?
A big, dark blue coat.
Oof. With?
With?
With a flat cap.
You had your hat on?
Yeah.
Why do you never wear the hat when I'm around?
Because it's like with smart... clover, you don't really wouldn't wear it with, like,
I was talking to my neighbour. John. I'm looking at him now, bang, through the windows, suit.
Didn't actually have a suit on,
didn't you?
I had suit trousers, but I had a pullover jumper with a shirt and tie. Didn't go for a blazer.
Why the change?
I notice you don't clap.
Oh, so you studied his body language.
Oh, I was watching.
Oh, brilliant.
I've barely watched the game.
Sorry, what's he on a...
I absolutely...
I need to know
how he reacts.
John claps when an individual or a team deserve the clap. When there is a moment...
I clap when no one else claps. Involved. Yeah, I clap when no one else claps. I clap at the little things.
If there's a shot or da-da-da, he won't clap. He'll clap if you can deserved it.
And there was a few players on that pitch that fucking deserved it yesterday, okay? Right, can we go back to the topic at hand, please?
Yeah, sorry, John.
So David was analysing my body language. Is there anything else that you picked
up? Hunched over?
Ooh, yeah, a lot posture. Of the time. I don't feel comfortable. If I'm relaxed, I feel like the players are relaxed, and I don't want them to be relaxed. I want them to be focused. If I'm in focus mode, I feel like they're in focus mode. It's a load of bollocks, really, but it just helps me.
Yep.
I was trying to work out who you're sitting with. Your brother was there.
Yeah, and you are the segue king. You are segue king. Unbelievable, that, because this is exactly what I want to talk about. To my left, the referee's assessor.
Oh, what the flipping act.
What's he like?
So, they change most weeks. We've got it's a he. Lovely gentleman, by the way, who had a little, not, what did I say, altercation, but we had a little disagreement. I said, never in a million years is that 9 minutes of added time. And he went, well, I've got the stopwatch to prove it. And I went, well, that's wrong.
I feel like he was right if he's
he probably
got the stopwatch
right.
to prove
but,
it.
Basically, essentially, what we were talking about was, if you look at every game we've been winning this season, which isn't a lot, there's been a minimum of like something stupid like 6 minutes of added time. At Cambridge, and Alfie will know, we were losing 1-0 and he whacked out the board for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
There's just no consistency in the added time. Anyway, forget that. I wouldn't really have an altercation with him. We just had a little disagreement. He said, look, here's the time. Bloody blah. Cool. He actually had how much time the referee had stopped for in the top right. He had like 7.5 minutes before the Yannick Wildschut incident at the end. So it could have been right, but probably wasn't. Anyway. Bless him. He's just trying to do his job. Then to my right was my brother. Then to his right, Marcus Flitcroft, head of recruitment at Exeter City. This was where it turned interesting. Marcus turns to me and goes, I was listening to the latest pod, John.
Ooh,
and I
nasty.
Went, oh, what? Like we were talking about a couple of trousers or whatever. I think it was a Luke Harris pod. And he went, it's funny to laugh at and hear what a load of shit is. In terms of, obviously, he knows who's coming in.
What? He thinks this pod is a load of shit, does he?
No. As in, like, it's funny to hear the shit that comes out of our mouths in terms of, like, oh, who do we want to sign? Da 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 da. That kind of stuff. And I was like, that's easy. That's
load
easy
of
to
shit,
say.
Is it? Load of shit, is it, Marcus?
Okay.
Can you tell the listeners who Marcus is?
Huh?
Can you tell the listeners who Marcus is?
Marcus is in charge of the signings at Exeter City. He is top dog in that regard. Head honcho.
Does he think our thoughts are silly?
I think he just laughs at it, knowing who's coming in. I said, well, it's easy to laugh at it.
I know who's coming in.
No, you don't.
Well, you knew Luke Harris was coming in.
Mm. You don't have
two
a clue,
two
son.
Came together.
Two and two. Two absolutely ridiculous. Two
Where was he playing, by the way, Luke Harris?
He played in the 10.
Okay.
Like I said, he would.
Okay, John, I knew what that meant when you said you didn't have
to... Yeah, okay,
well,
good.
To be fair, of course you know he's playing in the 10, because... Yeah. Everyone in Exeter has dinner around your house.
Yeah. You pretty much manage the side yourself.
Kind of do.
You probably put a word in with Gary and went, listen, I've said he's going to play in the 10 on the pod.
Just can do
you
it just, for the pod.
Yeah.
He was a breath of fresh air. He was so, so good yesterday, Luke Harris. He just allowed everybody else to play their game. Gave us another option. Jack Aitchison didn't have to run as much and he was brilliant. Although David's looking like I'm wrong.
You didn't like him, David?
No, I thought he was great. More to come. More to come.
More to come?
More to come.
That is... He was better than Joe White in his 20-minute spell when he came.
You weren't there in that 20-minute spell. It was incredible, and I miss you so much, Joe.
Well, that was nice.
I disagree. I thought he was brilliant. And
he was great. It's great.
Spoke with Gary after the game, and more he was come. Like, "Wow, imagine if we'd had him since the start of the season. He would have been
More to come. 26 games. You would have seen more of it coming.
Hard. No. Fucking hell.
Bit like
I know. I knew it was going that.
Oh dear.
How do you feel? Here's a question, John.
Yeah.
The pod's connection to the fans. And the pod's connection to the club.
What do you mean by connection to the fans? I don't understand. What how do I feel about it? What?
How are the fans perceiving the connection to the club?
Fine, I think. I think everyone's just...
You'd be wrong there, actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you'd so why ask me then?
So he could tell you you were wrong.
Well, I spoke to someone in the Heritage Lounge, and I have forgotten his name, so sorry. But he came over and said, "I love the pod. I love that you're up here. I love all the stuff you're doing. It's brilliant."
Now go in the big bank and see what they say.
Yeah, well...
Do you know who we got coming on soon?
Who?
The drummer.
Oh, the drummer. I've seen him on socials.
Let's see what the drummer thinks of you.
He probably thinks I'm a prat.
Do you think?
Nah. I don't know. I don't really care what people think of me, to be honest.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I don't think I do.
Well, you do. You go.
I care
upset.
About what some people think of me, the people that I care about, but...
Because it's okay to care what I care what people think about me.
Yeah, but I don't.
If I see a hate comment, it ruins my week.
I don't really see that many hate comments, so I can't comment on that.
I think that they think...
Oh, God.
I think a lot of the Exeter fans somehow think that this is, like, very linked to the club and they're sort of telling us what to say. I don't know anyone from the club apart from John.
I wanted to be part of your row yesterday.
I was like,
why aren't I there? What's going on? What's happening?
Wait, so were you not in the posh bit?
Me?
Yeah.
I was over there. I was with all my dudes.
Oh, I thought you'd be in the... I just assumed you'd be in the... Oh, and John was.
I was in the Stansfield stand with all my dudes.
Who's your dudes?
All the dudes around me.
Yeah, who are they? name a couple of your dudes.
I don't like naming them because they might hear it and go.
Yeah, but just say, you know.
No, they're hard boiled sweet gang, and that's all they're known as.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? They hand out hard boiled sweets, but not to David. They sort of go around him.
What is hard boiled? Is that.
What do you mean? What?
Like a lemon sherbet.
Oh, okay.
A hard-boiled sweet,
and they're known as the hard-boiled sweet gang, are they?
Yeah, because they pass around hard-boiled sweets, but they avoid.
They did
David.
It once,
right? And they didn't give you one.
No, well, to be fair, I don't really know them that well, so it'd be weird to turn to me and say, "Do you want one?"
You'd have said no anyway if they'd actually been am right? Even
no,
if you wanted one,
I would have taken one.
Oh, of course you would have.
You would have quite liked to be asked. Is it?
Yeah.
So when you say my dudes, do they not really know you then?
The couple next to you, I always catch you. You're always talking to someone when I look over.
Rabbits in a way.
Yeah, you're always chewing someone's ear off. God, will this guy leave me alone?
Yeah.
What
fair
sort
enough.
Of chats do you have at the game?
Me?
Yeah.
His ass is nice. His hair is nice. His legs are nice.
I imagine it isn't. Is it like, do you have in jokes?
No, he goes into professional mode. He goes into professional mode.
Do you know that thing I said earlier about the connection with the pod and the club and da da da. I had one of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I brought it onto the pod.
All right, go on. Hit it with us. Hit it with us.
Do people think we're too connected? Is that the problem?
I think even I do. Even Ooh. I do.
All right, well, I'll quit then.
Okay.
No.
This is my formal resignation.
I like knowing the human side of the club and then telling the human side of the story to the fans. You know what I mean?
Human is a very apt choice of word, because I feel like sometimes the people at the football club aren't treated like humans and they're treated like
lizards.
Lizard men.
Yeah. And
not,
women.
Not necessarily that, but they're just treated. I think they can sometimes look. I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore, but I think people can sometimes forget very easily that Gary Caldwell is a human. His assistants and his coaches are humans. The players are humans. The directors, the CEOs, the chairmen, they're all humans.
All, yeah, everyone's a human. They're all
humans. We're all humans. We're done.
Let's not name every person.
This is why no one takes it seriously, because it's always a joke at the end.
Okay, yeah. No jokes. Say what you got to say. No jokes.
That's why we talk about you sat around the dining room table with your brother to make it feel human. Yeah.
They have feelings.
I love that they're lizards.
And anybody who thinks that they're not trying to act in the best interest of the club is...
Go on.
Inhuman.
Ooh.
Not inhuman.
Inhuman.
No, we're all humans. We've established that at the beginning.
Should we go through X-Web and say, are they human or are they inhuman?
I think that's quite a good game.
Well, no, because they're all human, so everyone's going to get the answers right.
Exactly.
It's easy, a terrible game.
Easy game.
I think it's important for the fans to remember what's going on.
But they don't care. That's the problem. People under the impression that because you're in that role and because you're the manager, you are entitled to criticism and boos and Caldwell out chants and that kind of stuff. I think they feel like you've put yourself in that position, so you are. Although, which to a certain extent is right, but I mean, it can go too far. I mean, I've seen it go too far, and it's not nice. But I mean, that's the industry that they are choosing to be involved in.
I thought it was important for us to talk about that.
Yeah.
So what did your dude say that made you think,
You had to ask that question, didn't you?
Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
I'm the question. Hey, I'm the question master. It's kind of what I do.
No, because I'm intrigued, because now I feel like that was a dig at me.
Wasn't a dig at you.
you are Mr. Flipping Poor Little Me, aren't you?
It's not a dig at you.
You're too involved with the club and it rubs off on the pub.
No, you could say, me, I've had my chicken over there. I've had 3 pot chicken pies for the last 12 months.
I haven't. I'm real. I'm one of you.
Okay, here's a question. If Alfie was on this pod going, him, he's shit, fuck yeah, why don't they get rid of him? What's the problem? If he was laying into the club, bloody, what's going on behind the scenes? He just sits there raking at him. And if he was doing all that, would Alfie be allowed in the Chet Heritage Lounge?
Yeah.
Would I be welcomed warmly?
Well, that's a different question. Would you be allowed to go in the Heritage Lounge? Yes. Would you be welcomed warmly? Probably not. Although the Heritage Lounge is not full of the people that you'd be having to go at. The Heritage Lounge is mainly corporate sponsors.
Okay, well, should I have a pop at them?
No, because they're great. They're all brilliant. And we love our corporate sponsors.
Don't say... We're trying to distance ourselves from being too involved. You said we love our corporate...
They're important to the income of the football club. So... Why would we want to badmouth them?
Because we are not the football club. It doesn't make a difference what we say.
Like, well, it doesn't make a difference what you say. That's fine. But so long as everybody on record knows this is Alfie Indra's opinion.
It's not even his opinion.
I don't know who they bloody are.
It's David's forced opinion on Alfie.
I just thought it was worth having a little chat.
Yeah.
About our relationship.
Okay. So what do we want to come from this?
More Heritage Lounge action.
You just said that was a bad thing, though.
No, I said some fans. I don't know what I said.
Yeah,
I'm not listening.
What have these people said to you, David? Because it's really got in your head.
Yeah. What?
No. Because
come on. If you need to cut it, just say what did they say to you? If it's that bad, we're all grown adults here.
What am I thinking?
Kerr?
No. What did they say?
Not what you said. You just say what they said.
That's not as bad.
It was along the lines.
No.
This is you know I've got a chest infection. It's bang out of order.
What did they say?
Say what they said now.
I don't want to misquote the man six rows down.
I don't care about this. Don't misquote him there. Just say what he said.
What did you gain from it?
Can you hear that crackling?
What?
No.
Did they say?
Stop trying to confuse.
Okay. Well, I've sort of said it.
You haven't even gone near it.
Don't try and confuse us. You've not said a bloody word.
I've asked a lot of questions, which has got this problem.
Stop, you're just deferring. Spit it out.
Right.
If you sigh one more time, I'm leaving the call. You can't buy yourself more time by sighing.
I'm trying to work out what they did say. They said...
He's going to sigh. Don't sigh.
No, because if I say something, then all you have to do is get one of those CCTV cameras and point it at where we sit and go, it's either him, or him who said that.
But who's going to do that? I don't think that's a very realistic worry.
Who has that kind of access? I mean, nobody.
Marcus fucking Flitcroft.
He doesn't care what these people think of the pod. And again, you use that as a strategy to buy yourself more time. Yeah. Say what he pissing said now.
What's that?
What do you imagine he asked?
No, it's my crackly chest.
What's that? Right, what do you want to know?
What? Right, if you're not going to say it, don't say it, but this is doing my head in. He sighed again. I'm leaving. I'm genuinely trying to
remember exactly what was said. Don't want to misquote the man.
If you say you don't want to misquote him again, just don't misquote him then.
Well, I can't remember then.
Don't worry about literally word for word.
You don't remember at this point. I don't care anymore.
What was the gist? How about that?
I'm sure I said it in my first question. Is the connection... Wake up, boys.
No. Because they didn't ask you a question. They did a statement. Say it as a statement.
I'm losing brain cells here. What is going on?
It's the
say
connection.
What they said or don't.
But can question again. I want you to say
Oh God!
Don't play this.
My little chesticles.
Lose the word is
the connection between the pod and the club. I can't even remember now.
Stop doing that,
John. That was over the top.
It's basically what I said at the start. The connection between the pod and the club. Firstly, is it genuine? Is it real? The things that are said, as in why we talk about it last week regarding the transfers and you saying, I don't know. And we're going, come on, buddy boy. Is the connection between the pod and the club?
You keep saying,
is the connection between the pod and the club? And then just
and
stopping.
The fans... A healthy one. Ooh, suddenly they're thinking.
No, I'm thinking, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Basically, he didn't say that, because I can't remember what he said, so I made up something then.
I just give up. I'd rather you just not said anything.
I'm getting really paranoid. I'm a bit paranoid. Did he say something nasty about me?
You? No.
Well, it sounds that way.
Why can't you say it then?
Because I can't actually remember what he said.
Don't you dare say you can't remember it.
You said that's why I pulled it on the pod.
I don't know, because I can't remember what he said.
What you got from it is that he went, you are too connected to the club.
Too close to the club.
And it's making the fans think we're full of shit.
Thank you, Alfie. Congratulamentos.
Thank you.
Congratulamentos.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised you managed to decipher what you meant out of all of that gibberish. Right.
Well, rewind this pod. Go back to my first question.
No, I'm not going to rewind the pod. I'm not going to do anything. What we're going to do is discuss the topic at hand now.
Okay.
David, when he asked you this question...
Or she.
They asked you this question.
I think it was a he.
What was your first... What would your initial response have been to the question?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, no, defend us if people come...
No, not at all.
Thank you. That's what I want to hear.
So even you think that we are too close to the club?
Well, that's why, regarding the transfers over the last... If you've missed the last two episodes, we're with... Listening back. Jesus. Regarding the transfers, gotta be genuine, gotta be transparent. Mm. Don't give us any of that bullshit about I don't know what's going on. Mm. That's why we wanted you to say, I do know what's going on, I'm not telling you.
Yeah, but I don't. And also, if I did, how could I be transparent and announce stuff confidential?
Say this, I do know, but I can't say.
That's just the same as saying I don't know and I won't say.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it literally is, because you get no answer.
You're looking like a lizard.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't know.
But if you do know, just say, okay, I know something.
You were sat next to Marcus Flitcroft for 2 hours, and your brother, and
just
you
only the second half, actually, but yeah.
No.
No, I don't know. Because what me and Marcus are talking about during the 45 minutes I was sat next to him has nothing to do with transfers. It's all to do with the game that is unfolding right in front of us.
Well, I'm pretty sure you said, Marcus said, our thoughts on transfers were silly. And
yes,
rude.
Marcus listens to the pod and he said, it's funny to listen to the crap that we speak about when we're talking about transfers.
Oh, he said crap, did he?
Bro, he just used a negative word. I don't know what he used. He could have said crap, he could have said shit, he could have said gibberish, he could have said anything. A word used to describe people talking... untruthfulness.
Nonsense. Did he say nonsense?
No, he didn't say nonsense.
He said shit, didn't he?
He didn't say shit. He said, well, basically, he was sat two seats away from me, so he's not the loudest.
Get on with it, come on.
I'm trying to explain myself.
You ain't got a chest infection.
He was sat two seats away from me. He's not the loudest bloke. So when he was saying things, he was saying, like, oh, I listened to the latest episode. The signings were really...
How's he supposed to negotiate bloody transfers if he can't understand what he's saying?
Well, because you don't negotiate transfers in front of 8,000 people! Ridiculous! What a ridiculous thing to say! Oh, what is it funny? He negotiate transfers in front of a live band? Well, because you were better hear what
he's saying. He's going...
They're in person a lot of the time. In person.
So he was going, John, when I listened to the podcast, didn't you go, I can hear that?
No.
Can you say that again?
No, so he...
I love that this has gone that way now. This is lovely.
I'm infuriated. I'm so angry.
Why?
Because you're not listening to what I'm saying. I heard him say sort of something about the fact that it was crap, but I didn't hear the word he used. No, he was just saying it's funny to listen to the pod. The sentence made sense without that word.
There's something quite bleak about us trying to decipher what word he used to say with shit.
No, he loves the pod and he loves David's work, which is why he listens to it. But he was saying that it's funny to listen to the transfer episodes because he knows who's coming in and who isn't. And we're talking about players as if, like, oh, we'd love this person or we'd love this person. And realistically, it's all shit to him because it's like, I know who's coming in.
Mm.
So he's laughing at us.
He's not laughing. He's not laughing. No laughing.
I think he is, because he said it's funny to hear.
He says, Christ, I give up.
I got a message yesterday saying, I love Cranky John.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Cranky John.
Oh, well, you know how to get out of me because you pissed me off.
Fucking hell!
Right, what's annoyed you, John?
Well, for starters, the gibberish that David took 5 minutes of the pod up with, going, oh, this guy said this, that.
Well, at least I didn't say my neighbour went, do you know what I think? I think the relationship with you...
And You've always got a way of bloody twisting it round, don't you? I just didn't hear about two of the words in the sentence that he said, but I could still make up what he was trying to say from that sentence. He ain't going to listen to another episode after this. That's for sure. There's one
less. Marcus, he'll be leaning in going.
Well, Marcus, if you're listening, I'm sorry. If I'm ever in the boardroom again, I'll make sure I'm sat as far away from you as possible.
Closer, so you can hear it.
Yeah. No, far away as possible, so I don't bother you. And then I don't get bothered with this crap. There you go, I said it.
Oh. Hanging around with Marcus too much.
Yeah, we won 2-1. No one even knows the score. We didn't even say the score of the game.
Oh.
Rhys Cole scored. He couldn't miss. And Sonny Cox also scored. He couldn't also miss.
What was their goal like?
Great. I had my eye on that kid from the moment he came on.
In a long time.
He's got some feet on him, that guy, Butterworth.
That's a good name,
I think he's on loan from Blackpool. Yeah,
good. Great player.
Maybe he's on a permanent now. Let's also mention Carlisle came with a very strong squad. They've just had a new American owners take over and they spent a lot of money on their new striker.
How was That's their new awesome. Striker?
Okay.
He played like he did for me on FIFA 23.
He should have scored. He should have scored.
Frustrating. Well, not for...
Do you know what I thought?
What do you call him? What's your nickname for him again?
Bastard Farmer.
That's the one. Sorry, go on.
Why did that come from?
In the game, he's a wanker,
mm-hmm.
and he looked like a farmer. Oh. So should have been wanker farmer. But
yeah,
in the first minute, the ball went long. Well, not in the first minute, but really early on in the game, the ball went long, and he just went. He knew he wasn't going to win the header, so he just left a little elbow on Pierce, like bang. There you go. This is to show you, you're not going to have a fun 90 minutes against me.
Well, that's what Exeter need.
Yeah,
he'd be perfect for us. We'd score a lot of goals. Because all he does is challenge for balls in the air, which he's amazing at, which we really struggle with. And he just stands in the right areas in the box all the time. He should have scored. He missed from about a yard out. Hit the post. Should have scored. And just saying, if he was playing for us, maybe he would have done.
Mm. And how was young Sonny?
Oh... Well, that's when John stood up and clapped.
Yes. Wow. Oh, really? You were observing
me. I was. I observe everything, including the behaviour on this podcast.
Do you think my behaviour is bad on the pod?
No.
Okay.
Oh, God. Stop.
I knew that I'd get a few little nibs. Cheers for that, boys.
Cheers for that, boys. Yummy.
Shush. I stood up
CJ,
every time he's played.
John.
I am
CJ.
Right, we shut up a minute, please.
Yeah.
Stood up.
The prince is trying to speak.
I stood up. Right.
I'm going to put a little trumpet there in the edit.
You guys do the pod. I'll just tune in whenever you need me. I'll sit.
Go on.
Oh, you two talk.
No, come on. Come on, Lord. Please, Lord, we want to hear.
I was shush then.
Okay.
Sonny Cox, I applauded him and stood up because I was proud of one of our own putting in a performance like that.
Yeah, he was really, really good.
Excellent. This loan spell, I wish we could have had the facilities this season to go stay at Yeovil and just improve, learn how to play against really tough, horrible defenders for the whole season, and then come back and hit League One running next season. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that. But he has shown that this little period on loan at Yeovil has done him a world of good, using his body to roll big attackers, getting in the way, buying fouls, being sensible when he's driving up front on his own, cut back, play it simple, can we recycle? Brilliant, brilliant performance. And again, well worth his goal.
The prince has spoken.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Flipping hell. A few eggshells, aren't there, in football?
Few? Yeah. The whole episode's been eggshells.
Why?
Be brave, John. Be brave.
See, if I'd asked that question about our connection with the club and da-da-da...
And that's
there,
an eggshell
topic. And there was no guilt there or no feelings of...
But I have guilt. I have guilt now.
Why do you have guilt?
I don't know. I just feel too connected now.
No. Not at all.
I think our job on this pod is to show these fans, we are not connected.
Oh, I was thinking the other thing.
We are connected. And we've never said otherwise.
I think our job is to show the human side of running a football club.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yes, that's our responsibility.
Yeah. Being a voice of the fans.
How do we do that?
I'm like
phone-ins.
Phone-ins, yes. So
I'm
basically,
lagging. I can't. Everything is really bad. I'm lagging badly.
Right.
Oh, your Wi-Fi.
Yep.
You're back again.
I'm back. Okay, cool. It just said my Wi-Fi was unstable. Then.
Basically, I was. Oh, I'm not going to say it again.
It was lovely how you said it just then.
Thank you.
Really nice.
I bet it was. I bet it was lovely, yeah.
Our job is to show the human, so I'm going to say it again.
Oh, for God's sake.
John, for the last 10 mins, because this
mate.
Is... Oh, I think Colonel Trandy is back this week, if we fancy doing an ep. Yeah. For the last 10 mins...
I love Colonel Trandy.
Any transfer gossip you can...
He's frozen again.
Any transfer gossip?
John?
Oh, I can hear you, but I don't want to speak. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Just let the lag get through a second. No, I've got no gossip.
Why are you saying it and then doing this little like wink to us as if to say, well, I do have some gossip?
No, I genuinely don't. I don't have any. I've not heard anything.
So that wink... And that smile you're doing now, that's just for a laugh.
No.
So you do have gossip?
I'm not doing any wink or smile. I genuinely don't know.
Okay.
Why are you staring at me?
Taking it in.
Zoom. I'd be looking at a fucking bike if I wasn't.
Well, no, because you know what you're doing. You're trying to get me to laugh and go, well, what's he doing?
I just want you to say, I don't know what the issue is with you just saying, I do know stuff, I can't say anything. Done.
But I don't.
But you do.
But I don't.
Really?
I don't know anything.
I don't know anything?
Nope.
Not a crumb?
Not a crumb.
Not a hunch? Any hunches?
No hunches. No nothing.
Okay, fair enough.
What I will say is Marcus is a big fan of Colonel Trandy's facts. He liked the tennis ball fact from...
That was a good one. Does Marcus know stuff like that?
No, well, he does now.
I'd love to talk to Marcus about Abraham Odo.
Can you set that up, John?
Yeah, you come on.
I would love that. Just say, why aren't you just considering it?
He's quite straight talking, I would say, Marcus. He'll just be like, this is why.
Yeah, he called us crap.
Yeah, that's what I'll...
He didn't call you crap. Stop. You're now who's being, oh, me, I'm so...
Me, I am.
Yeah. Well, shut up.
Can I read this out to you? Can I read this out to you?
Of course, yeah.
My new football club. Review.
Review? Fuck. When was this done?
Last Thursday.
Okay, shit.
Describes the fan experience better than most. Just a brilliantly human pod. With great chemistry amongst the chaps. If you want to understand why English football fandom really is and why people support teams outside the top six, listen to... this
Wow.
Yeah.
Round of applause.
Stuart Beer.
Stuart Beer?
Yeah.
That's my uncle.
Oh.
Oh, for God's sake. I thought it was a stranger.
I was going to say.
Another man round the dinner table.
Please review the pod.
Oh, God. Oh, flip sticks. Oh. Right. Fuck.
You okay now, John?
What do you mean, am I okay now? I've been okay all day.
You got very cross. You got cross at us just then.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Just then, no, I didn't.
About 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's part and parcel of it, isn't it? Good fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at David's nodding seriously.
Just a quickie. What would this podcast be like, John? Which I don't think we will. Also, we really need to talk about how smug we're going to be if we climb up the table. Yeah. That I'm not letting the Boo Boys get away with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, no way. But what would this pod be like if it went down? If the club went down?
That's completely up to you. Determine you alone, David L. Determine where this
podcast. No, okay, I'll reword it. What will your mood be like on the pod if we went down?
I think the first few. If we did a relegation pod, it'd be probably some tears.
No, I couldn't handle that.
Yeah. That'd be sad.
Great for views, though. Great for listens.
You wouldn't cry?
No, I wouldn't cry on the pod. I would cry, though, if we went down.
You'd cry?
Yeah, maybe not on the pod, but I would in private, yeah.
I don't blame you.
There's a lot of... Not even from me. That's a problem. No, it's not now. It's not as in like, oh, it's devastating. There's obviously way worse things that can happen. But I mean, I just know the work that people put in. Yeah. And like, for all that work to mean the not even nothing,
side.
It means
the
less
human
than nothing.
Side. Mm. Thank you. The human side.
Yeah, but if you get relegated, all that work you do throughout the season means nothing. It means less than nothing. It means you were in the four worst teams in the division. You're all... This is that is such a objective... Like, this is how bad you were. Do you know what I mean? That's why it's tough to watch people in the scenario that we're in now and that we may find ourselves in at the end of the season. I think... We are the reason why I'm not scared but confused is because for the first time ever watching Exeter City, I can't tell you what's going to happen because the division is so bad. But people are beating random, like Cheltenham beat Portsmouth yesterday. Cheltenham are one of the worst sides I've seen
in history,
no, in this season.
Oh,
and although I haven't seen them play under the new manager, I heard they're doing some really good, playing some really nice stuff now. Or just finding ways to win. And they beat top of the league Portsmouth, who have been flying up until just before they played us. So it's just odd. I don't know what's going to happen. And that's that uncertainty. Like most seasons, you can probably go, we're probably not going to go down, or we're probably going to go up, or we're probably going to be mid-table. But this year, I think we're just as likely to finish bottom as we are to finish mid-table.
We can still get into the playoffs. You know that, don't you? No. Yes, we
can. Mathematically.
Mathematically, yeah. But
yeah,
it would
well,
be. It's not going to happen.
No, but it might do.
Could do. Don't think it will.
But it could. But it really could.
As someone tweeted me, said, just imagine if you got into the playoffs. What?
Yeah, but you could just imagine anything. Just imagine you were rich. Just imagine you had anything.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen. Well, could happen.
Exactly.
I don't know your financial status, but like
arguing with himself.
as in you could be rich. I don't know what you're, but like I can't just because I imagine it doesn't mean it's pointless.
Yeah, but allow yourself to imagine.
You could get into the playoffs. You could win the next seven.
How would you
could go down?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So it's pointless to think about because neither have happened yet.
Mm. John, final day of the season, you're eighth in the league. Do you strut into SJP in a lovely suit?
I'm gonna have as you like. I think I can say this. Yeah, I can say this. This is my opinion. I'm going to make a t-shirt which says Caldwell out on it. And then when you unfold the bottom, it says standing. And then when he turns us around, we're going to have Caldwell Outstanding t-shirt on.
Beautiful.
That is...
There's your end of the pod, Ep.
That is lovely. I have so much faith in the guy. It's ridiculous. Like, I don't even know where the faith is coming from. I genuinely have... I really, really believe he's going to keep us up comfortably.
Caldwell Outstanding.
Now, if it goes badly, you know that they're going to print those t-shirts and then you fold it again and it says Lee Shit at the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we thought about the mitigating circumstances. We'll be all right.
It's a lot of folding going on.
It's an extra large.
I haven't really thought about the logistics of the top yet, but we'll...
Get it printed now. It's going to happen.
I love him. I really think he's... I think we're starting to get out of that horrible rut that we had, and we're going to start to play the lovely football that we were playing at the start of the season. Because yesterday we were a country player.